Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Now you see, my mother tongue is English. My mother spoke when we spoke exclusively English, and we had the advantage of having newspapers, and she was a school teacher and all that. But I learned the French and the Creole as a secondary language. You understand? But then I know enough about it to realize that there's blank spaces there. The English language, it has more words in it to express what you want to say than any other language.
Yeah.
And
you
the French is
live up to something or live down to something.
Yeah.
Or all that sort of thing. It's a pregnant language. Well, about other type of names you'd have for the weather, you know, the wind, you might say the wind was, the wind had been real strong, and then it was getting kind of, you'd say, if it was starting to go down, you'd say the wind was what?
Dropping.
Dropping, okay, and then maybe the wind had been real strong, it had been real weak, and now the wind is what? It's
they may express it in several ways. Let's see. It's picking up strength. It's blowing harder.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or what about when you go a while without weather, without any rain? Did y'all have that happen to you last summer, did you?
Oh, yeah, we have a dry spell.
Uh-huh. Or if you go a long time without rain, you call it
a drought.
Yeah, a drought.
But you see, in there's no such time in Creole as a drought. They speak of it as being dry. You
uh-huh.
understand?
Yeah.
You see, there's so many words in the English language that you can't find anything in the French to match.
Uh-huh.
They have a different way of expressing it.
Yeah. Now, it might be so cold in one morning if you wake up and it's killed all the tomatoes or there's a white covering on the ground. You say you had a... Had a what?
Well, you had a heavy frost.
And if it got any colder, you know, the pond
freeze.
Pond did what last night? It
froze over.
Froze over.
That's what I would say. You understand?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised, and I wondered about that as I grew old and think about it, and maybe I never thought about it as a youngster growing up.
Yes.
The big differences in the language. You know, that's they claim why the Americans, English-speaking people, and the Russians have such a hard time to get together.
Huh.
Because of the language barrier between them. Actually, when you translate it into what this man says in English, you translate it into Russian, it may have entirely a different meaning.
Yes, sir.
Or vice versa.
Do you know of any of the other states in the South? Have you ever done any traveling in your life? Or
a little bit, yes.
Yeah. I think things are maybe a little different here. I don't know.
It's a difference that it takes time to be able to see it, you understand, and grasp it.
Yeah, what other states in the South do you know about, or have you been to?
I've been in Texas, and I've been Mississippi.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I've been over a good part of the United States, but not for a long time to really observe anything. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, I understand. Can you tell me what you did for work, your occupation?
Oh, I was in the drugstore.
I see.
Yeah. In a drugstore, you don't travel too much. You don't travel.
Yeah.
You have to stay put.
That's right. And y'all had that store for,
that store has been now for almost 100 years until I closed.
Well,